This is part two of coverage from the July meeting of the Highland County Board of Supervisors. The board again discussed the proposed Shenandoah Mountain National Scenic Area. The board tabled the request to create a resolution to designate the scenic area. Other counties in the Shenandoah Valley have already adopted resolutions for the designation. Supervisor David Blanchard said he's had a number of calls on this issue and said there are concerns that resources will be underutilized if the land is in a wilderness designation. There was discussion about a 200-foot VDOT setback along Route 250 to be included in the resolution. There were concerns that it would not be enough if the road were to be widened in the future. The Rockingham County resolution contains a 350-foot setback along Route 33, and it also states that the county can remove the scenic area designation in the future if negative unintended consequences occur. Supervisor Blanchard said after reviewing information, he would suggest having the county attorney take the Rockingham County resolution and revise it for Highland. The board will take up the matter again at its work session on July 21st. County Administrator Roberta Lambert informed the board that the Board of Zoning Appeals will hold a public hearing on a variance application for signage. The signs to be placed on a building and along the road for a Family Dollar store will be at the old motel property at 54 East Main Street in Monterey. The public hearing is July 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the Modular Conference Center. The Board of Zoning Appeals is accepting comments ahead of the meeting. The board approved a request from the school board to transfer $246,678.74 in unspent funds to the school's capital improvement fund for future projects. The board also approved a request for a reduction in a water bill for Steve Burns of McDowell. The McDowell Water System Ordinance allows for an individual to request a reduction one time if there has been a leak. To hear part one of coverage from the July meeting of the Highland County Board of Supervisors, visit our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. I'm Bonnie Ralston for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.